Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kevin Good from Cattle Facts joining us in just a moment.
Oklahoma's wind industry has provided $20 billion of investment to our state. Working with our farmers and ranchers, we continue to pay landowner lease payments. We invest in local communities and schools through ad valorem taxes. We create thousands of local jobs in maintaining wind infrastructure. All of this for rural Oklahoma. Together, we can power Oklahoma and keep Oklahoma's economy strong. Tell your legislators to keep wind investing in Oklahoma.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Our coverage from the 2018 Cattle Industry Convention continues, powered by Farm Data Services out of Stillwater. Kevin Good joining us today from the Cattle Facts Organization, one of the senior market analysts presenting at this week's Cattle Facts Market Outlook Seminar. Big supplies, growing supplies, and sliding prices seems to be the bottom line.
Well, you know, there's two takes on it. We do have big supplies, and, you know, that's after 4 years of expansion on the cattle side and, you know, profitability in the other proteins, pork and poultry. So they've continued to expand. So we know that we've got bigger supplies. You know, there are some positives, though. We've been able to export quite a bit of that production increase over the last couple of years. We desperately need that trend to continue to try to offset the bigger production. On the other side of the coin, we've got very strong demand, both domestically and from a global standpoint. And, you know, on beef in particular, I mean, we can look at almost every category. We can start with retail, very strong. We talk about food service doing exceptionally well. And the global economy, just like the U.S. economy, is ginning. So you'd have to suggest that prices could be a little bit softer in 2018.
The 31.7 million beef cows that USDA reported on January 1, is that about the right number? Is that the right size beef cow herd we need right now?
Well, it's a good question, and it's a challenging question as you think about the last peak, a mini peak we had back in 2006. You know, we're still not back to that level from a cycle standpoint. But we also need to recognize that over time, carcass weights increase by about 5 pounds per year, and so you don't need as many to produce the same amount of tonnage. You know, I think the answer to that question is we know that we do see over time land use that drifts away from agriculture, whether that's urban sprawl or, you know, different alternatives. And so the bottom line is, where can we be profitable? And, you know, 32, which, you know, we're just shy of that, we think will increase at 200,000-300,000 head again this year. So maybe a 32 is a spot that we can continue to show some profitability. You know, we know that in a perfect world, it's not usually a soft landing. In a perfect world, it would be, but typically it's a hard landing. So when we do stop expanding, there should be a reason. You know, is it profitability? We think we're still profitable this year. Weather is a concern. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Art laid out our weather forecast, and, you know, we've been in a La Nina pattern. He thinks that'll break as we go through this year, but I'll be honest, he's still got us pretty dry and warm, especially in the central plains, southern plains, and the southwest. And so we'll have to watch that. You know, it's covering a lot of cow country, and if that continues, that in itself could slow and stop the rate of expansion.
And I guess that would be my last question, is regarding the weather. Mm-hmm. The last weather event that we had that really impacted the cow herd was not that many years ago. We really did reduce those mama cow numbers substantially in the southern plains. If this thing continues to get drier and drier, are we setting ourselves up for another one of those?
You know, that's, you know, really, if you think about the cycle, and we've had, you know, it's roughly, it's a 10-year cycle, but we went through a prolonged drought from the late 90s till, you know, 2013, and we liquidated 16 of 18 years, and a number of those years we were profitable. But, you know, you got to have feed for the cows, and especially the southern plains where we saw the bulk of that liquidation. A lot of restocking has taken place in particular Texas, Kansas, Oklahoma, but nonetheless, they're not back to the level they were in 2006. So the opportunity is there for more expansion, but you've got to have better weather patterns before you can get that accomplished.
Kevin Good with Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at Messner Ranch, Saturday, February 3rd at 12:30 at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma, 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne. Selling 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. For more information, call Milton at 580-273-9494 or Van at 580-552-1555. Or go online and download a sale book, www.dvauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz from Phoenix. I'm Ron Hayes.